is how he feels, but blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. Well, 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 welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners, or maybe you might be driving in a car right now listening to me speak to you, like two of my dear friends are right now who got me here at the station today. However you've decided to spend the hour, we are very glad to have you. And I think everybody knows that if you're not taking care of you, it's really, really hard to be in a relationship, to have abundance, etc. And I've got the queen diva of all divas about this on the show tonight, which I'm very excited about learning to live authentically, to connect, and as well connect to like-minded, really, truly amazing people. So I'm very excited to have From Conscious Divas, which many of you have probably heard of because there's an exciting event coming up on June 14th, and she does the monthly diva date nights as well in several different places. I believe it's three places. I've got the lovely, the beautiful, the talented Kate Mucher. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Caroline. I'm excited to be here.
You're welcome. So for those listeners out there who are not familiar with what is a diva date night, do you want to just explain what that is?
Yeah, it's an evening for women to really dedicate some time to themselves, to come out and have heart-centered connections with other women, and to really gain some insights and awarenesses from different experts that we bring out that really help people to tap more into their authentic self and their authentic path. And that really deepens every aspect of your life, whether it's relationships or whatever role you play in the world, whether it's your career or your relationship as a mother, a wife, just whoever you are as an individual and how you show up. And so that's really what it's about. I just love to gather women with other women who are heart-centered and want to have real connections that are quality and have some depth to them.
That sounds really amazing. And actually, I know it's really amazing, so it's pretty exciting. And you're doing it now in three different places.
Yeah, I mean, we've really just been holding the space and the women have been calling for it. And so it started on the North Shore and then we launched in Vancouver actually just over a year ago now. And then a few months ago, the ladies in the Tri-Cities were like, we keep coming to Vancouver, come to us. So we came out there and it's been pretty amazing. They've just showed up and it's been magical.
That's fantastic. So how did it come about, Conscious Divas? Like, how did it start? Like, is this something that you've been envisioning for a long time, or did it just automatically open up for you?
I would say both. I would say that it's something I've always envisioned. I'm a total entrepreneur at heart, and my own journey of personal growth and development began about 10 years ago. And for me, what it was just really discovering how the more in tune I became with who I was and accepted who I was and lived from that place, the more magical my life became, the more better the experiences became, and it just everything was more fulfilling. And so on that journey for me, which many people know that are on that journey, it's never ending. We're always kind of expanding and growing and wanting to enhance that. I always wanted to bring the two together. I have a marketing and business passion and background, and so to bring personal growth with that. And I guess the big part for me was to speak to modern women. So a lot of the work that I had done in the past, I kind of felt that there were some rules or guidelines around how you needed to be or what you needed to do. And I was like, no, I want to honor the modern woman, that she can be who she is and how she wants to show up, and that there's absolutely no rule to living authentically, and that you can utilize all these amazing gifts and tools to create a deeper connection with yourself while still honoring all aspects of you.
That's fantastic. And how has this journey changed you personally?
I guess I would say the biggest thing for me was really just accepting the things that were me and not trying to be something else. And so I feel like in a lot of ways there's all these things we see in the media or the way we grow up or even from our parents and people around us of how we should be. And I think that I felt like it was hard to be those ways. Like I wasn't able to really just be me, and I felt like I was kind of putting on a role. And so as I became more in tune with what the things were that were lighting me up, and I just spoke my truth, I feel that my relationship with myself and really knowing what I want and what I like, my foundation is very strong, but then it really changed the type of relationships I have in my life, either with my partner as well as with people I met, because I felt like there wasn't always the quantity, but there was definitely the quality, and that was really something that my soul craves, because I feel that we're all really pleasure beings. We seek pleasure, and pleasure comes to us in all different ways. And for me, pleasure comes in the depth of a relationship. And so being able to really see what that authenticity brought to me really started to light me up more and more. And that's what continued, that's what really inspired me to stay on the path.
I think it's fantastic how you've taken that path and created it into a business to inspire and encourage and allow us a space where women can be authentic and come from a heart-centered space, which in terms of how that affects their relationships, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, it really opens up the, I guess for me, a really big part is communication. And I feel that when you can really tune into what's true to you and share from that place that's really your honest, heart-centered place, it really allows relationships to unfold, because so many times we're trying to, like, navigate through how we think people are, what we think people are going to think, or how what they're going to say, or how it might offend them, or what they might think. But what I've found is that when you actually show up and speak your truth, you actually invite others to speak their truth, too, and that it's never what you thought it would be. It's much more magical. And I mean, don't get me wrong, not everyone's always in a place to have that totally authentic conversation. But the more you show up that way, you start to vibrate and attract people that are also showing up in that way.
And so what does that look like in terms of life when that is coming into relationships? So somebody has started doing work to be authentic and start connecting and attracting different and manifesting people into their lives. And in terms of translating that into a relationship, how does that work sometimes?
So would you say in terms of like an intimate relationship or just friendships?
Intimate relationship.
Yeah, so I guess the thing that I've found with my husband is that there is a depth of allowing each of us to play the roles that we need to play and really support that. And so that sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable when there's something that you feel and know in your heart. But when you share from that place, that person will receive it in a way that really allows them to open up as well. And so it's not as though I never have differences with my husband, but I feel that we both know that we're always coming from a place that wants to allow both of us to live fully, whatever that looks like. And so it's very supportive, and it allows a lot of reflection. And so in times when you share how you're feeling, I feel like if you stay out of stories in life and you really drop in your heart and share how something's feeling in the moment, people, the other person can respond and really honor that. It's when you get into the stories of things that you're not really being centered in your heart about it, and that's where it gets out of, you know, it doesn't work, because people end up like getting defensive and different things like that. So I've found it to be very powerful. For me, I feel like communication is the key to any relationship. If you're not communicating how you're feeling and allowing the other person to show up and be honest of how they're feeling and honor that, like, you can't deny someone how they're feeling. And I think that's the most powerful part, is that you can't deny one's truth if indeed they're speaking their truth.
And how does someone know that they're speaking their truth?
Well, I think that's a process. I mean, I guess there is many layers, and I think that it's an ongoing, I think that you start to develop a foundation, but I think first it's about going within. So there's things like meditation is a great tool to really tuning in and connecting with how you feel. And it's at first you might be carrying around a lot of beliefs that are other people's, and they're not really yours, and they're not really what you love. So I think time and space require that too. And being truthful with that, like really asking yourself the questions of, am I doing this because I want to, or am I doing this because of some image I'm trying to portray or something that society has told me that I'm supposed to live up to? So I think it's really a process of listening to your heart. I feel like your soul really speaks to you, but so often we second guess it. And I say, like, it's funny when people, I used to always ask people, like, how do you know when you meet the one? How do, and they'd always be like, you just know. And I'm like, what do you mean you just know? They're like, you just know. And, of course, years later, I met my husband. And then I would say my explanation to that is, how do you know when you met the one? Is that you know the same way you know your name. And so I don't wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and go, am I Kate? I know I'm Kate. I unequivocally know. So I think that it's really good for people to find something that they're certain about in their life, whether it's their name or whatever it is, and use that as a benchmark. So when you're trying to discover if something is your truth, the minute you go in to start questioning or analyzing or justifying, there's something you're not listening to there. You're not getting quiet enough to really listen to your truth when you have to start justifying or, oh, but, you know, I mean, I just think back to being in relationships in the past and being like, oh, something doesn't feel right here, but then convincing myself that that person was really nice and they had all these great things and, oh, I didn't want to be alone. And so whenever there's that dialogue, I feel like that's not your truth because your truth just rings through.
I think that's really key. And the other thing I was going to touch on, which you brought up earlier, was in regards to in this day and age too, just there's a lot of roles and getting like kind of going through that and creating your own role, which for some of the women that you meet, and I know I deal with this sometimes too, where I feel like I should be a certain way. I'm supposed to be this. I'm supposed to be that. And it can be challenging. And with that, especially with men and women, since where it's almost like we don't have defined roles anymore, which is a beautiful and yet a scary place to be.
Definitely. Yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting. I think roles in relationships, they play, they're valuable in some ways too, I think. It's interesting because I think I've definitely heard people, especially women, I think that there's been like a shift where it's like we want to be independent and do our own thing. But at the end of the day, everybody also wants to be supported and loved. And so there is a dance that has to occur. And I feel like it's a real mutual respect and honoring. And I feel like the minute you start to put rules, again, it's rules. I guess, like, to me, I feel like the roles in my relationship just naturally fall into play. So, yes, my husband happens to be a bit more masculine. And I do things for him from the kindness of my heart. So I may be the one who's cooking dinner majority of the time. But I think the thing that's unique in our role is that he never expects it. And so there's definitely things I go out of my way to do that I know aren't his strengths, because that's what I think an interdependent relationship is. And he does things that aren't my strengths, but there's no expectation because he also respects that I'm really busy in my life, and I totally respect that he's busy and he loves to train 30 or 40 hours a week. And so it's really like a dance of honoring and both people stepping up to the plate, because at the end of the day, there's things in your house and in your marriage and in your life that need to happen. And so I think that when you don't make it the job of anyone, and both people just rise to the occasion to serve the relationship at the greatest place, I think that's where the magic happens. And I know people have told me that may change when you have kids, because roles become a little bit more defined because there's certain obligations around that. But at least today, that's sort of what we've tried to manage and dance around.
And I think it's key as well. One of the other things you touched on was the communication. And with that, when you're mentioning about cooking for your husband, etc., I do the same thing for my partner. And with that, there's a great book called The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman. And for that, because as soon as you said that, I was like, oh, that's my partner's love language as well, which is acts of service, which whenever I'm cooking him dinner, that's one of the big ones for him, or doing something that's an act of service. And a lot of times, sometimes couples don't always understand when someone's trying to declare love, because there's the five different ones where there's quality time, acts of service, words of acknowledgement, physical touch. And I know I'm missing one, which ironic, because it's probably one that is really dear to me. Oh, actually, gifts. And each one of us has a different thing, which is why sometimes when somebody goes out of their way and, say, buys like a dozen long stem red roses, and expecting a certain reaction, and if that happens to be their personal love language and that's why they've done it from an authentic place, sometimes they get a little bit disappointed if their partner's love language isn't the same one. because it's just a different way. So sometimes it's really neat to just to explore with that as well and see what is great as you play with communication. And I think it's great that you bring in different speakers, different people to work with everyone, and so they can explore and see what is their authentic truth. How do we get through those layers, starting with the meditation, going through, and you know, what do we believe to be true, like who are our actual true self, like who are we when nobody else is around, and what do we say to ourselves when no one else is around, those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like right to the root of it.
Mm-hmm. And how when you actually start to listen to that and shine from that, everything else transforms. I had an amazing story about a lady who is actually a good friend, but started coming to Diva Date Nights, which was a little bit out of her comfort zone. But she was really, she knew something needed to change because actually her marriage was on the rocks. And she was like, I feel like I need to do something for myself.
Mm.
And so she sort of embarked on this path of doing that. And one of her dreams was to do Ironman. And her husband was really against it. And I don't think it was against that he didn't want her to do her, to follow her dreams, but he felt that it would be a real time restraint on their family, and they have kids and stuff like that. And she said she decided that she needed to follow her heart, and so she began on the path of doing the work of like meditating and journaling, and then setting a goal for something she really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing because she came to life in a way that she hadn't in the last few years, because their marriage had been so challenged. But as she came to life, her husband started to change, because he saw how happy she was that he couldn't help but be happy, and her interactions with him shifted, and their marriage today is absolutely amazing as a result of her taking a risk and following her dream to do something that really made her light up from the inside. And then he was then able to appreciate how important it is to allow someone to be who they are and really allow them to thrive, and so that it can be sort of like a magic between the two of you.
I think that's fantastic. That must be really cool with Diva Date Nights, where you get to change people's lives if they're ready for change. And stories like that, are there other stories that you'd like might want to share about, just like where you've kind of, at the end of the night, when people share their stories and you're just like, where it's like, wow, this is why I do what I do?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing is the ahas that people do have. So it's like we're essentially engaging in a conversation. Yes, there may be an expert there kind of sharing some wisdom, but there's so much wisdom in the room, and there's so much experience from all of the ladies that are there. Some are new on their journey. Some have been on their journey for years, or are life coaches and intuitives and things like that. And so I feel that's what I really happen. I see that there's a safe space where women are like, whoa, I can show up as me and it's okay. I'm perfect and enough just as I am. And then we get into these conversations where it's like a light bulb goes on and someone's like, oh, I never saw it that way. And that to me is where the magic happens. That's if that's all that happens, my heart sings, because to me, I remember that that's how my journey began. It's about planting seeds and people having ahas, and that making one little shift or a 2-degree shift in their life that sets them on a different path. Because when you just shift 2 degrees, you're all of a sudden walking along a different path. And so it's actually those things that I feel create the long-lasting, long-term change. I always say it's like the little things you do continuously actually make the long-term change. And so I've definitely seen in some different evenings where someone's just been like, oh my goodness, I've never saw it that way. And I get lots of great emails, which is just really touching, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I just feel like the planet needs healing, and all it is giving people really permission to be who they are and to see themselves as love, and to know that everyone on the planet wants to be loved and accepted, honestly.
It's true.
At our core.
Yeah, it's part of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs as well, where it's a basic need where we need to be treated, we need respect, and we need to be loved. It's key. Because if we don't have that, it's really hard for us to feel good about ourselves. I think human beings as a species, we need to be with people.
Mm-hmm.
It's really key. And on a physical level as well, they've done studies where if you don't get your 12 hugs, well, if you do get your 12 hugs a day, you live up to 10 years longer. I've been trying to find where that's cited somewhere, but
I've heard of that,
like,
actually.
That
I love it.
Me too. I'm all for the hugs, so it's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. For our listeners out there who may not be familiar with you, do you want to just plug your website really quickly? Because I think that would be good just in case somebody wants to check, because a lot of us do tend to multitask while we're doing it.
So the website is Conscious Divas, and I'll try to spell it, conscious divas.com.
That's perfect. No, that's awesome. And you've got a night coming up, and I know you're sold out, which is super cool, but I would love to plug it anyway. So, because it's something a little bit different with the 7-minute talks, 12 luminaries, and I think it's really neat. So I would love for you to touch on that.
Yeah, so I have an event coming up called Living Extraordinary, which is actually the first of many to come. So, and really it's, I feel that this sort of format is trending with other companies like Pachachka and TEDx and even Hay House. And so for me, really what it is, again, it's 12 different speakers, 7 minutes a speaker, all related to conscious living or living extraordinary. So they'll either come with an idea or a concept that's relating to conscious living that will plant seeds and shift awareness or give someone a new perspective, or they'll just share their journey to that. And really what I feel all of these speakers, including yourself, who will be speaking there. I'm honored to have you there.
Thank you. Well, I was honored to be asked.
Yeah, and I feel the unique thing that you all have is that you are living your life on purpose and from a very authentic place. And so I feel like when people have found something that really lights them up and they are in their power place, they give off something very unique. They're like very passionate and inspired. And it's just this really uniqueness that they have and a unique story that they bring to that. And I think that's the thing that I always want to share with everyone, is that whatever your path is for you is perfect and beautiful, but it's about singing your song. And if you don't sing it, who will? And so I feel that these people will all demonstrate sharing how their path came to be. And I think that our journeys always weave in and out. And so it's always neat to be able to be inspired and hear how someone got on their path. And always, I think for me, when I hear something through the lens of someone who's so excited and passionate about what they do, it just lights me up. And so that's really my intention for the evening, is to combine the two. And there will be about 200, or I think we're sold out at 210 people. Wow. So lots of wisdom in the room and just amazing positive vibes for sure.
And you've got some pretty awesome people. I've had Kim Anami on my show, who, for those who may not be familiar, she's a sex coach. Who's absolutely fantastic. She's an amazing speaker as well. She's truly awesome. I've actually had her on several times. And you've got the Luna Girls as well, which Luna Pads. So it was really neat, because I remember looking at the lineup and I'm like, this is really cool. So
yeah, I had tried to keep it really diverse, just different angles of stories, but all people coming kind of from a similar place of like living authentically and living their purpose. And so that's sort of what I did. I know we have Tracy Lydiot also, who's the Green Families guru.
We've had her on the show as well. She's so great.
Yeah, and the Lunapad ladies have a really amazing story about some of the work they're doing in Africa, and it's just such a shift to see a business that's a for-profit business but with a mandate to give back, and that kind of is what drives their business, which I think is amazing. And so, yeah, it's just great to be able to hear from people who are doing something different or trying something different.
And for those who are listeners out there who may not be familiar with the Lunapad girls, they make menstrual products that are, there's the Diva Cup as well as the underwear that are washable, and they've got this wonderful project called Pads for Girls, where they and it's twofold on this one, where there's several countries around the world where girls can't go to school if they get their menstrual flow, and sometimes they get sick because of trying to use different things to try and basically plug themselves up. And so they have the Pads for Girls project raising money so then they can send their products over. What's even more wonderful is they've also, under Pads for Girls, have there's a company called AfriPads where they gave their patterns to them. And it was about 4 years ago. And they've actually created a social enterprise over there, AfriPads themselves, so separate of Lunapads, but using Lunapads patterns to create things. And this year they got to go to Uganda to go and see that in action, which was very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to share a little bit about that because I just think it's a magical story how that came to be.
Mm-hmm.
And this, their just willingness to do that with another company and trust.
That's so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to take a really quick short break. And when we come back, we're going to chat some more. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back.
In 2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
An exploration of sound, art, nature, and the infinite. Motion Notion. July 19th to 23rd in a spectacular mountainous location near Golden, BC. Check out 5 stages with 27 headliners, including The Crystal Method, Dirty Phonics, Savoy, Gotti, John 00 Fleming, and others. Motion Notion. July 19th to 23rd, Golden, BC. Tickets and info at motionnotion.com.
And we are back in Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us, I've got the lovely, this sexy and amazing. She actually just won an award, a Woman of Worth Award. So she's been recognized very recently at this amazing event because she is amazing and she inspires and makes a lot of women's lives really good and encourages them to be authentic and find out what their passion is, which in doing so, by letting their own light shine, it inspires everybody to do that. And hence, and just a passion, you know, just lights that fire in a relationship as well when people feel good about who they are. It's a beautiful thing. I've got the lovely Kate Mueker from Conscious Divas. Welcome back to the show, my love.
Thank you.
Welcome. And I know we were chatting on the break in regards to with relationships, which as we start going through those layers of truth, like where it's like going through, it's almost like being, I don't like the word onion because an onion's, well, they just don't smell very good and they taste great. But an artichoke, how about that? But it's almost like where there's a layer and then you get to another layer and then there's more and more. And yet as you peel back, and just let it shine. It's almost like the butterfly coming out of the cocoon where they just get to literally soar. and how it affects relationships, which if you're lucky, as you are, you're very lucky where you've got a wonderful relationship with your partner where similar value systems, which I think is really key for any relationship, that good communication and, if possible, very similar goals in terms of what you want out of life. And I don't mean that both of you want to be, you know, become doctors necessarily or anything like that. But in terms of that, in terms of your lifestyle, it's something that you both want. Things can always be compromised, but it's best if it starts with similar value systems. And as you continue to evolve, it's exciting. It's like getting to date somebody new all over again. In some weird way. Once I had somebody on the show who, if you can believe it, had been with her husband. She was in her 80s. And she'd been with her husband as boyfriend, girlfriend from the time they were 12. And I asked her about that because she was saying that in this day and age, sometimes, and I think it has to do with the fact that we have these roles that we feel that we need to play, as opposed to just discovering what those roles are. And as you're chatting about earlier in the show, where each of you have certain strengths, where when you work together, it's just such a beautiful thing where you both get to shine and allow the other person to be the very best them that they can be. It can be really neat. And one of the things she said to me was, as she's been with her husband, he's been about 20 different men over the time they've been together. So it's sometimes been frustrating and other times really exciting as she's gotten to fall in love with them over and over and over again. And I thought that was a really beautiful description of growing old with someone.
Yeah, I know. You said a couple things there that really stood out to me, and one was the values. It's interesting because I always say, like, I don't know if I could give the best advice for someone who's already in a relationship, but for those who are not in a relationship and looking for a relationship, find someone who has the same values as you, because it just makes life so much more easier. It's just like you're driven from your core values, and one of the things that me and my husband both value is personal growth, and so to share that value, it's kind of like how we navigate all the things we do in our life. And, you know, I like that also of, like, falling in love over and over again, because I think that love is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that, like, yes, there's a chemistry, and then there's the, you know, really seeing if there's a synergy and the values and all of that comes into play. But I believe that every day you make a choice to be in love or fall in love or to fall out of love by the actions that you take. Because, you know, it's like every morning I could wake up and see all the things I love about my husband, or I could wake up and focus on the things that I'm frustrated on that he's not doing. And so I truly believe that it takes a lot of, like, willingness for people to really stay focused on wanting to be in love every single day and do the things that really nurture that. It's kind of like if you looked at a garden that didn't have a gardener, it would have weeds and it wouldn't be beautiful. But if you looked at a garden that had water and sunlight and was actually nurtured and cultivated, and then it'd be beautiful. And I really see a relationship kind of as the same thing. It's kind of like if you keep nurturing and cultivating it, and then it grows into something beautiful. It was interesting because I actually did a blog post the other day. There's also things like sometimes we form habits in relationships. So it's really interesting, and you don't even notice the habits over time. So it doesn't matter how conscious or aware that you are. But one of the things that I've discovered is maybe being a personal growth junkie or whatever it is that whenever I'm creating something myself, I'm always like trying to think of how I can make it better, which is not a great thing to focus on, because sometimes you miss. You don't smell the roses. You miss the beauty that's right in front of you.
You miss the journey.
One of the things I discovered is that because Suki is like my best friend and my soulmate, he's so close to me and we're so intertwined because we do a lot of business together and things like that as well. And he loves to create and share wisdom and videos and articles and things like that. And every time he would share with me something he was doing, from a very loving place, I would be telling him how we could make it better. And my intention was always in the right spot, but I wasn't really identifying how that was landing. And what I started to realize, and being the kind, loving person that he is, he would kind of comment, but not really. And so then I started to see, like, oh, so he started to actually just not want to show me what he was creating, because instead of me focusing on, like, all the time and energy he'd put in to make it amazing, I was focusing on what he could do to make it better. And I mean, of course, that kind of deflates someone. And so when that came to my awareness and we were talking about it, I'm like, wow, we've been together for 7 years. That's a 7-year habit. I'm like, okay. But I think, like, then what happened is I became really motivated. I mean, yes, it was an external thing that was motivating me because I was like, I don't want my relationship to be like that. I want to be my husband's cheerleader. I want him to know that, you know, in his home ring or in his home, like, I'm the person who's there cheering him on. And ultimately, you know, through our conversations and stuff, what we got to is, like, I'm the only person he really wants that support from. You know, like, he wants to speak his truth in the world, and if people love it, great, and if they don't, that's okay, too. But of all people, it's me that he wants my support. And so when I was able to identify that, it really just settled, and I was like, you know what? From this point on, every single time he shows me something, I'm going to find what's amazing about it, because there's so many amazing things about it. I was just had my focus in the wrong place, and so I've started also writing a card, not only to him, but a card to myself. Every single day, I'm committed for 365 days to write down all the things that are amazing, just so I can just tweak my focus.
I think that's really cool. I may have to steal that one from you if that's cool.
Absolutely.
I write little love letters for my boyfriend where it's just something different, that something I love that he did for me, the issue the day before, or something we've joked about. And yeah, even this is going to sound like a really horrible one, and I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. He made me craft dinner last night because I was craving it when I came home, and I was tired, I was hungry, and I was craving carbs. So this morning I actually cut out, I was recycling, cut out the front of the Kraft Dinner logo with the spoon and put love plus food and just wrote him a thank you note for thank you for satisfying my appetites. So which went into his lunch today, which he got to read, which he had a good laugh over. But it's so important. But I love that you write those cards to yourself as well. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, because it's just a habit, you know, both sides, right? And so just trying to shift that. But that's just like another layer of, like, I have to say that conversation with us, although it didn't come up too often, was a raw conversation. Because like what it took me a while to really see his perspective, because from my perspective, I was coming from a loving place. I wasn't meaning to, my intention was not to say it was bad. And so that's why I say, like, open communication is not always easy, but when you have the willingness to continue the conversations, even when they touch something that doesn't, that feels raw or feels like it's wounded, because obviously, you know, generally there's a wound there that's not just created for me and back and forth kind of thing, or my need to be right or whatever it is. And so I think just like really keeping that dialogue open no matter what and revisiting until you actually get to a new perspective.
No, I think that's so true. 3 years from now, what would you like to see Conscious Divas like? If you could look for, like, basically be looking back 3 years from now, what would that be? And how do you see that growing in terms of relational? And the reason I'm asking is because with living extraordinary events, you've included male speakers as well, which I think is so super cool. And so I'm curious as to what your vision is.
I would say my ultimate vision is to expand Diva Date Nights to cities around North America. So there would be chapters in cities around North America. That part would still really be for women, because I feel like there's a safe space that's created for women that's really when there's just women coming together. And I think there's some healing to be done for women. Like, there's just a lot of, like, a lot of women have had experiences with other women that aren't positive from either being a young child or growing up, and I think that we really need to sort of heal that. And so when women are able to come into a space with other women and that they've never met, that they don't know, and feel safe, it's really powerful. And so for me, I want to continue that and really have that spread. And then the other piece, the Living Extraordinary, is that I don't want women to just grow on their own. I don't want to go back to the 70s or whenever it was that it's more like feminine activists, because it's not what it's about at all. It's about women coming into their power, but then also allowing men to go into their power. And so women actually need to, I feel, step more into our feminine.
Yes.
To allow the masculine to rise. I don't think we want to become masculine, because that totally throws the planet off in another way. And so my vision, actually what's been coming, because I've had such an amazing response with the Living Extraordinary event, is that that may be an event that actually goes on tour, so that I could go into different cities and gather the amazing people in their community that have a message and have something to spread. And ultimately what I've seen is there's been some really deep sisterhood relationships created through Conscious Divas. And so I have community partners who are women who have a business or a service or a product that is totally relatable to the women in the community. So I might have Allison Braun, she's the bedroom joyologist.
And
so she's a coach that helps women around in intimacy. And so she's one of my community partners. And the women in the community, there's many women who feel like, I definitely, that's an area I want to look at. And so what I try to do is really elevate the women who have a message. Like, that's what I'm about. I'm about helping people find the message, and I'm about helping the people with the message. So I feel like I'm the conduit. I just create the space, and people come. And so that's really my vision, is to continue to create the space to connect people to whatever they're looking for, whatever message is going to serve them and serve their highest self, and then to continue to spread that in cities around North America. Because as far as I've seen, there's nothing like a Diva Date Night or a Conscious Divas event that is not for business. So it's about who you are as a human being supersedes who you are as a mom, wife, entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so this space is women dedicating once a month to themselves to come out. And, you know, like, not to take away from anyone who's religious or whatever it is for people, but there's something people get from going to church every week, and there's something that women get from coming together to Conscious Divas once a month. When they leave, they feel like their energy is elevated, and that's what I feel like it is. I feel like it's a tuning of your vibration. When you're having an off day, you come there, and all of the positive energy is going to lift your vibration up. And when you're having an awesome day, you contribute that to the community.
And that's so true. It's really key. I hope that happens more. And one of the things I was going to ask is, if you were able to do almost like a conscious junior diva, and I almost don't like the word junior because it's disrespectful, but I'm trying to think of a way to put that where it was more geared towards young girls and women, what would that look like?
I think it'd be all about confidence. I mean, I just did an amazing program with the Minerva Foundation that had grade 11 women, young emerging leaders, and community leaders, and I guess a big thing I was hearing there was like about self-confidence and the lack of self-confidence and the pressures that young girls are faced with. And I really feel that on one side I'm like, wow, I feel sad that the support is needed at such a young age. But on the other side, I'm like, you know what, there's hope for humanity, because people are crying out at that age that they need the help now. And I always think like, gosh, if I knew the things I learned in my 20s when I was in my teens, the journey would have been that much more fulfilling. And so I feel like getting girls at a younger age to really allow them to want to honor and accept who they are, and not and shift away from that need to fit in, and really that sort of like bullying or popular cool, I don't know, just kind of like to shift away from that and really build that confidence and connect them with things like yoga and meditation or journaling, and making it fun for them, though. And I think that's always the key, is like, no matter the audience, it's always about bringing out the fun for the generation, depending on the age.
I think that's fantastic. And I'd actually love to see that if you did go on tour as well with, actually not when... if you did, when you do go on tour with Living Extraordinary. I keep calling it extraordinary because it's just like it's so much bigger than ordinary. So because you just let to get to shine. It'd be really interesting to have that as if not you doing it, but partnering with an organization that might be able to do that for the girls as well.
Yeah, I love that idea. Thank you for bringing that up, because I just think it's kind of like how TEDx has done TEDx Kids. Mm-hmm. And I just think like, the more that the next generation can see leaders and leaders in their community, like that's what I saw, grade 11s that blew me away with what they shared. And so the more that we can elevate the message that out there, I think it like gives other girls the opportunity to have something to look up to, or to have something to hold on to, or for those ideas to be planted with them.
Mm-hmm. If there is a young girl who is, say, an emerging leader, like, is there an age range, like how old they have to be to come to Conscious Divas?
You know, there's not really an age they have to be, but I would say, probably you're going to be about 18. I think someone maybe has brought their daughter before that's 17.
Hmm.
It just depends on where the conversations go sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably acceptable, but I'm going to say it's probably, at this point it's 18, but I also know there's someone out there who is doing something kind of similar for teens, but I can't think, her name's Alex, I can't think of what her last name is, but she's a yoga teacher. And so there is something out there for teens that I think is totally awesome, and I think she does like 4-day retreats even.
That sounds interesting.
I'll post it up on my page, on our fan page on the Facebook tomorrow, so that if anyone's interested in that.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like there's a lot of really great things coming up, but I know when I was meeting you socially recently, you were mentioning that there's quite a few cool things coming up for you in the next little bit. So would you like to share that with our listeners and just how they might be able to get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So of course, this event sold out, but what we have put on our website is under the Living Extraordinary page is that people can sign up if they're interested in attending a future event.
Mm-hmm.
And then in July, we're actually doing an event with Lunapads at Lunapads, which is going to be a red tent event about honoring the divine feminine. And it's going to be really fun. It's going to be kind of like a traditional Diva date night where we do a circle and there's conversations and meditation, but then we're also going to have sort of like a more mingling with henna, and we have someone coming out to sing, and so it's going to, because it's in the summer, we wanted to make it really about celebrating the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
and really women understanding their bodies and how when we have more self-awareness about our bodies and our cycle and what that means, how that actually helps people women to be more empowered. And so we have Nakaya, who's the author of a book called I think it's New Moon, she's going to be coming out, and then obviously Suzanne and Madeline will have mm-hmm. lots of wisdom to share around that. And we've been kind of we've been co-creating a really magical evening together. So that's in July. And then in August, we're going to do a fun in the Sunday. So we're not going to do a Diva date night, but we're just going to bring women or even men, I think, anyone together in the summer to do some yoga and paddleboarding, stand-up paddleboarding with Le Physique Fitness in the summer. So those are kind of our events. And then we'll go kind of back to doing our Diva date nights in the fall.
That sounds really cool. So what's so how can people sign up? You're mentioning that they can. Is there a form on your website or?
Yeah, at ConsciousDivas.com, we have an opt-in box there, and we actually have, I think it's over $1,200 in free gifts that someone gets to sign up, and those are just different experts that we work with that are from all over North America that have offered different free meditations or workbooks or different things that that specialize in their work. So if you sign up for our newsletter, you'll receive a whole list of really amazing gifts from different experts. So,
which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I feel gifted that I feel honored that people are willing to just like offer these amazing gifts that they sometimes sell or do for different products on their site to the Conscious Divas community.
No, I think this is wonderful. Kate, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And you are truly an amazing visionary, and I am excited because it's just unveiling itself, so it's very beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. And I think it's really cool too, because I think sometimes when I actually did want to touch on, because you said that you could speak to people who weren't in a relationship. I do think that you can speak to people who are not in a relationship, where in terms of the values, etc. And I think in terms of getting to the root of the authentic truth, it's key. You'd given the example of one of the women who did the Iron Man, and that gave her an opportunity to shine, which ended up healing their marriage. I think the opposite is true too, and I think sometimes people are afraid to change, where they won't go there because they're scared. But with it, sometimes it may be for the right reason, where maybe they're not with the right person, where it's someone who isn't aligned value-wise. And as you start peeling back those artichoke layers of the human soul, that maybe that's not necessarily a bad thing, because maybe you might end up being with who you're actually meant to be with.
Absolutely. I sometimes feel like there's way too many people who aren't with their right partner, and they're taking up someone else's right partner, or vice versa.
Too true. Too true. So I just thought I just wanted to share that nugget right before the end of the show, because it just made sense, because I think what you're doing is very beautiful and it's really good for both men and women. So thank you for doing all the work that you do.
Thank you. You're amazing.
Well, thank you.
Take it in.
And up next is, and there is no chance at all, is there, that there might be extra tickets sold at the last second?
No. Not unless they make the more capacity in the room, which isn't going to happen.
Okay. I had this vision of just how they used to do that at the Queen Elizabeth before they actually added those extra rows in, where they used to sometimes have, all of a sudden you'd think you had front row, but then it was just like,